This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Americans are getting older, a lot older. There are more than 60,000 people in this country over the age of 100. 5,000 centenarians in California alone. The implications are huge for policymakers, for families, and for scientific research. In the last decade, major centenarian studies around the world have brought us closer to understanding how the human body ages and why some people age better than others.
And now a new demographic group has been identified. They're known as super centenarians, people 110 years old. It is a much smaller group, but researchers have high hopes for what might be learned by studying them. 4 years ago on Morning Edition, producer Nina Ellis talked with centenarians in her series 100 Years of Stories. Now she's been talking to the very oldest of the old.
Last month, a retired Latin teacher celebrated her 114th birthday.
My name is Verona Calhoun Johnston. I was born in Indianola, Iowa in 1890.
She is now the oldest American, the oldest Iowan, and the oldest alum of Drake University. She's also just 38 days younger than the oldest person in the world. Mrs. Johnston lives with her daughter now in Worthington, Ohio. On her birthday, a local Fox News reporter asked her if she felt wiser.
Well, I don't know. Does one get wiser with the years? You live your life the best you can, and that's best anybody can do, I think.
There are 20 Americans who can prove that they're 110 or more. They're of particular interest to the Gerontology Research Group, gerontologists, demographers, and other researchers around the world who are studying human longevity and anti-aging medicine. Dr. Stephen Coles was a co-founder. He's a researcher in the Department of Surgery at the UCLA David Geffen School of Medicine in Los Angeles. 5 years ago, Coles came across the work of demographers investigating the claims of supercentenarians. He brought them into the Gerontology Research Group and helped publicize their findings.
We need to know that the claims that are being made are valid claims. Otherwise, our data will be biased, and we won't get scientifically useful information.
Robert Young became the senior claims investigator of the GRG. He and about a dozen other volunteer researchers are still searching for supercentenarians.
When someone turns 110, and it's usually a major event, and therefore their age is usually reported in a local newspaper, we can use newspaper search indexes that index most of the newspapers across the United States, run a computer search for 110th birthday stories, and therefore we can find a fairly large sample of the population.
Outrageous age claims pop up in the news now and then, people who say they're 130 or more, but most of the time, says Young, they're not.
We find that universally, wherever accurate records are maintained, generally, the oldest person is somewhere between 107 and 114 most of the time. Occasionally, you may get people slightly older than that. It's very rare for people to reach 115 and older.
To verify an age, the GRG requires three documents, one showing the birth date, one showing the current age or death date, and one that connects the two, maybe a marriage license or census report. Once someone's age has been verified, Dr. Coles makes a visit with a questionnaire.
We get to ask very detailed questions about their history, their family, their occupation, their lifestyle, whether they exercise a lot or what their nutritional supplements were, what we think might have contributed to their extreme longevity.
My name is Marion Bigelow Higgins, and I was born June 26, 1893.
Marion Higgins is part of the GRG study. She lives in her own home in Seal Beach, California, with 24-hour care. She's been blind for a few years, and she can't walk either.
How are you feeling?
Well, I cough some, and have to clear my throat, and
I've broken a hip, the same hip, twice, but I am in good health, generally.
Mrs. Higgins' son, Horace, is 82. He plays tennis 3 times a week and visits his mother every Friday. He got in touch with the GRG after he saw an article in the paper, knowing his mother would be glad to participate.
It was she that broached the whole subject. She says, "Do you think I should leave my body to science for study?" And I said, "Well, I think that's a good idea."
Marion Higgins' age was easily verified. Her family came to the U.S. on the second Mayflower expedition, and Dr. Coles interviewed her, looking for clues that might suggest how the rest of us could age so well.
There is no common pattern in the lifestyle of supercentenarians that we could scientifically base conclusions on for what we would recommend ordinary people to do. It turns out the single most important thing about these people is that they chose their parents wisely.
Marion Higgins' father, in fact, lived to 101. The genetic factor in supercentenarians is strong. They're more likely than even centenarians to have the link. And it's their genes, says Dr. Coles, that will eventually reveal why they live such long and healthy lives. Dr. Coles believes that the supercentenarian's genetic machinery may be better at instructing damaged cells how to repair themselves. At the beginning of the 20th century, average life expectancy in the U.S. was 48. Now it's in the late 70s. Most of those gains, says Coles, were made possible by improvements in public health and medical advances.
But we will not see a similar increase in average life expectancy in this next century until we really understand how the genetic code works to repair injury.
Research into embryonic stem cells might also answer some questions about how supercentenarians live so long, says Coles. Stem cells can change into any kind of cell, and they're helping scientists understand how the body develops and maintains itself. The Gerontology Research Group supports a California ballot initiative known as Proposition 71 that would provide $3 billion in state money for stem cell research. Coles believes there will be progress in the next 5 or 10 years. Supercentenarians, like Marion Higgins, probably won't live long enough to hear about it. In the meantime, she listens to books on tape and goes to yard sales for fun. She seems to be enjoying her life. We hear that she breaks into song at least once a day.
"'Tis your only safe retreat. Give up your..."
There are 44 people in the world proven to be 110 years old, 40 women and 4 men. But statistically, researchers know there could be as many as 450 of them alive somewhere.
"Are the trolley car we get you very good? Or the trolley car will get you if you are not very good."
Radio producer Nina Ellis is the author of If I Live to Be 100, Lessons from the Centenarians. See some of the super centenarians at npr.org.